This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Welcome to another session of Sanity, right here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Hey, I know I'm not Bradley Dean. No kidding, really? I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Messina, when did I get an R in my name? I'm Joe Messina, the guest host for you today. And Bradley Dean, again, I don't know if he's made a mistake, but giving me the mic again to fill in for him. And you know what? I do appreciate what Bradley does for me. I do appreciate. That doesn't sound right, does it? I do appreciate the time that he gives me behind his mic with his audience. You know, and it's a big deal. At least it is for me. I mean, he's got a bunch of other buddies, and he's trusted me with you. Now, I don't know if that makes him crazy, but I do. I always enjoy the time that he gives me. I always enjoy his audience. I enjoy the nice emails I get from you after. If you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you tuned in waiting for Bradley Dean or you want to hear Bradley Dean, you'll be able to hear him again tomorrow. I'm just filling in for him today. He's not gone. He's not sick. Well, he's gone, but he's not sick or anything like that. Anyway, I want to get right to it. I got so much I want to talk to you about, and it was funny. I go through some of the stories that I go through for Bradley's show. I wrote a piece recently and about how my Christian brothers and sisters need to get off their butts, and they cannot stay home this time. Right? You can't. 20 million Christians did not vote. 20 million evangelical Christians did not vote in the last election. I still haven't figured out why. Look what you got. Look what you put us up against. Look what you did to us. Yeah, I'm going to blame the 20 because they only won. Obama only won by like 5 million votes. And if that's the case, and 20 million of you stayed home, and 20 million of you didn't seek heavenly guidance to vote for someone, then whose fault would it be? So I'm going to deal with some of my Christian friends for a few minutes here, because I want you to get the point. See, the point is in Hillary isn't the problem, and Trump isn't the problem. We have these two because we didn't do our jobs. That's why we have these two. It's our fault that we have these two. Now, for my Christian friends, again, we're not voting for a pastor. Okay, I mean, God, you read your Old Testament, you find out God's done a lot. He did a lot with a lot of heathens or secularists, whatever you want to call them. I don't care. You come up with a name. Non-godly men. How's that? He was able to do a lot of things for people who didn't believe in God. I want to come back to the problem. Problem, though, is with us. We don't get off our boats, our butts, and do things. You need to get informed, right? And for you, again, I'm for the first part of this, I am speaking directly to Christians. You are not an American. You are not a Democrat. You are not a Republican. You're not a declining state. You're not a Green Party member. You are Christian first. That's number one. So why don't you go looking for your? Why don't you go look at your Christian party platform? Huh? What do you think? You think that'd be a good place to start or what? You know, and again, I'll get to you heathens in a minute. Just hang tight. God tells us in Proverbs 29:2, when the godly are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked are in power, they groan. A lot of groaning going on out there today, don't you think? You know, with the health care debacle, where you are with your job. Right? A lot of groaning going on, don't you? Another translation says, when the righteous increase, the people rejoice. Now, the word says, you know, in order to be righteous, a righteous person is one who's accepted Christ. So, I'm going by strictly biblical principle here. That's what I'm working off of for the first part of this. So, if the righteous, if the Christians increase, not the right-wing wactoid Christians, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the godly Christians, the ones that actually listen and pay attention and know what they're supposed to be doing. When they rule, it says the people rejoice. So either God's a liar or he's not. I'm going to put my bet on God that he's not the liar. And again, this translation, they all say the same thing. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A lot of groaning going on, don't you think? But if you had been paying attention from the beginning and not to politics, if you had paid attention from the beginning to what was going on, here you have one candidate who says that she left the church she was going to because the Sunday school teacher was teaching her daughter that abortion was wrong. Every bell and whistle, every hair on your spine, everything should have gone up on the back of your neck. Every single thing. Every single hair. In Exodus 18:21, God says, but select a capable man from all the people, men who fear God, trustworthy men who hate dishonest gain, and appoint them as officials over the flock. That's my version, by the way. It says thousands, hundreds, 50. I didn't want to go through all that. But the front part of that is what I want to focus on. But select capable men from all people. Why do we keep voting in incapable men, people? Right? You keep voting for people. They do a lousy job as a water board member. They do a lousy job as a school board member, as a city council member, as a town council member. And you send them to the state legislature. And then they do everything you hate there. And then what do? You send them to the Fed so they could spread the misery over the whole country. Thank you so much. Really appreciate that. Okay? But to boil this down for my Christian friends, yeah, God wants you to choose godly people to rule over you. It really is that simple. Not the least godly, not the most godly. There's no litmus test for this. There's one. There's one to be righteous, and that's it. Okay? But if you've got somebody, you got two candidates right now. So if you got somebody, and don't give me that stuff, well, they used to believe this thing. Let's just talk about what they believe now, what they'll do now. Line up your candidates. Who believes in abortion? All the way up to partial birth abortion. I want you to think about that. Right? I did a story a while back, and I had pictures of aborted babies. Aborted babies. Notice I didn't say fetuses. And the reason I said they were babies, it was very obvious that these were partial birth abortions. And you know what they did with these wonderful, beautiful babies that they killed? They put them in garbage bags, trash bags, and they threw them in a dumpster out behind an abortion clinic. You know, because it's safe and sane, right? Isn't that what the 70s Roe versus Wade was supposed to be about? I gotta go calm down. I'm Joe Messina, guest host, phone in on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley Dean will be back with you tomorrow. Don't go far. I got a lot more I want to talk about here. We'll be right back.
Did you know that less than one half of 1% of church funding actually goes towards our posterity? And of the funding that is given, only 3% actually goes towards reaching the lost? And the rest of the money goes toward reaching the already churched? That's unthinkable. We all know that our posterity are the future and hope of America, so why are funds not being allocated to them? For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting the good fight of faith on a daily basis to make sure that freedom is preserved for both young and old across America. Public school principals, tea parties, detention centers, prisons, and more from across the United States has spoken of our program as the most powerful message that has ever been conveyed to those in attendance. If you desire to be a part of this work, then join together with those across America who have become sons and daughters of liberty. What that means is you support this work on a monthly basis. It's as easy as going to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com and click that button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. Our posterity can't wait. The time to restore America is now.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
The United States of Empire, the passing of the mantle from the United Kingdom to the United States, is a book that claims that the United States is the empire of the world. Our first president, George Washington, had warned us about being entangled in foreign wars. But by the 1900s, that seemed like an antiquated idea. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left the United Kingdom broke and broken. In both wars, it needed its former colony and protege, the U.S., to save the empire. We did so, recoiled from responsibilities after the First World War, accepted them after the Second. The Cold War solidified our position. Did the American people ever vote on the question? For whom do we fight? The First World War is the beginning of the American Empire. The United States of Empire by James Dunn, available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air. And you know, look, again, I want to thank Bradley Dean for giving me his mic today. It's a big deal. I think it's a big deal. And I hope you're getting something out of this today. You know, I don't get a captured audience on my show like this, and I do a daily show as well. If you're looking for Bradley Dean, though, you know, come back tomorrow. He'll be here with you tomorrow. On the Genesis Communication Network. You can check out his stations and times there as well. Also, I'm here Monday through Friday as well on the Genesis Communication Network, GCN Live. You can find my stations and times either here or on my website, therealside.com. That's therealside.com. You'll find out more about this show, the Sons of Liberty Radio, at the Sons of Liberty radio.com. So, yeah, the first part of the show, I am giving a spiritual beat up. Is it beat up, beat down, whatever it's called, on my Christian friends? Because I'm tired of hearing my Christian friends, and I'm sure, and Bradley, I know, is in 100% agreement with me on this. I'm tired of hearing my Christian friends talk about how God's in control, he's got it handled, nothing I can do changes. If you came out to vote last time, in the last election, something would have changed. 20 million of you sat on your butts, or maybe you were on your knees the whole time, I don't know. But I will tell you one thing. If you Christians would read the Old Testament, they weren't on their knees a lot. There was a lot of action taking place that God was directing. Okay? So you got to do something. And the same thing this time. I was just talking about you've got to line up where you see this going. And I started to tell you about that the abortion story that I did. Where one of the candidates right now believes in partial birth abortion. Do you know what that is? And don't say it's far and few between, because it's not far and few between. It happens in a lot of states. It happens in a lot of areas. All they have to do is swear that the mother's life is in danger. You know, you find out that less than 1% of the abortions performed in this country is when the mother's life is in peril. yet we still abort millions and millions and millions of babies. See, I don't get it. You really don't want to have a baby that bad? Take an extra 30 seconds to use a condom. It isn't brain surgery. You don't even need a high school degree to figure this out. I'm frustrated with our Christian community. I am frustrated that you won't engage and get involved. You're running around taking care of your little lives with your family as if you're the only ones that exist on the planet, and you don't. Anyhow, God wants you to choose godly. Now, if God wants you, and scripture behind it, if God wants you to choose godly men and women to rule, doesn't that have a requirement? Two things. You can't look at God and go, I didn't know, when you've got this whole interweb at your fingertips. And number two is you can't go, oh, you meant me? You wanted me to go choose somebody godly? Yes, you have to get up and go choose somebody. God does not vote for you. That's voter fraud. God is not going to enter the booth. He's not going to pre-fill out all these forms and send them. It doesn't work that way. And when you choose the right people, when you help choose the right people for your community is a happy place to be. It's a great place to be. People love living in your area. You know, in the area that I live in, it's a very nice area to live in. It doesn't have a lot of money. It's got people all across the gamut. People who recently came to this country, people who don't make big bucks, people who do make big bucks. We've got a lot of good people running the city. And the miserable religionless come in, and they want to change things. They come here because they love the schools. They love the safety of the city. They love all the things about the city. And the first thing they want to do is to show the insanity is they want to change everything. It's so good they want to change it. You watch what happens. Mark my words today. Now, my question for my Christian friends is this. I've asked you guys on the show before. So if you're new, it's a whole new way of looking at it. If you were filling out an application for a club, and the backside of the application said, we don't want any of this God garbage. Don't be wearing your crosses outside your neck. Don't be wearing your WWJD wristbands. Don't ask guests if they know Jesus. No, we don't say bless you or thank God after somebody sneezes or somebody saved from something. None of that God talk in here. Don't want to hear about godly principles. Okay, we are a religion neutral, gender neutral club. You could say thank goodness. You could talk about Mother Nature, and that's it. Would you, as a sold-out, committed Christian, would you join that club? Because parties are like clubs. You belong to the club. You believe in its principles. You join the club for a reason. You know, they got Rotary International? Right, the Elks Clubs, the Moose Lodges, across the country. You join those particular, the Vets Clubs. You join them because you have something in common with them, because you enjoy the company that's there. What place does light have with darkness? What place do you have hanging around with a bunch of heathens unless you're trying to make a difference? And how can you make a difference when you can't speak about God? So again, as you line up these candidates, what do they believe in? Will they protect you? You've got a vice president. I haven't been on since this, but you have a vice president that came out and told the Catholics of the country, hey, here's how it works. You're either going to evolve your way of thinking about abortion and same-sex marriage and transgenderism. You're either going to evolve in your way of thinking, or we will pass laws to force you to evolve. So you either disobey God according to your scripture, you thumb your nose up at God, you disobey his word, or we're going to legally force you to disobey his word. How'd that work out for Sodom and Gomorrah, right? I'm not trying to be preachy. I'm just trying to get you Christians lit up so you understand actually what's going on. And don't say that God's in control, because here's the deal. If God tells you to go out and vote, and you don't vote, and the wrong person is elected, then you're guilty. You're guilty of being disobedient. And if your right to read a Bible in public goes away, if your right to pray out in the open, if you've ever been to a prayer breakfast across this country, that will go away. It will be your fault. It will be because of you. That's why the title of my piece is Trump and Hillary Are Your Fault. We have the choices we have in this country because you, Christians, won't get off your butts and do something. Now, if you've done it and you're working at it, this doesn't apply to you. Let's not be stupid. You know, comments or questions to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. So, line up, not your party platform for the moment. Line up your candidates, who you're going to vote for. Don't look at Republican or Democrat at this point. Just line them up on a piece of paper. What's important to you? From a biblical, from a godly perspective, you start there. What's important for you? And lay it out. And see if they line up. I won't get in all the other stuff with you. I will tell you that if you really do your homework, if you really pay attention, and you look at what's going on, you can say Trump might do, will do, could do, has said. And to my Christian friends, how many of you without sin? How many of you could point your finger at him and go, I can't stand the way he talks or treats women? It's funny. I actually heard a guy today say, I can't vote for him because of the way he talks about women. But you can vote for the woman who allowed women to be berated, sexually abused, raped in some cases, and beat them down because her husband is slime. That you can allow. You make no sense. Seriously, think about what you're saying. Before it crosses your lips and your tongue, maybe you should give some serious thought to what you're saying. It's funny, if Mrs. Clinton really wanted transparency, she wanted the truth to come out. Why is it that everybody around her, anybody associated with her, with the foundation, pleads the fifth? Everybody! Find the rest of the story on TheRealSide.com. I'm Joe Messina, filling in for Bradley Dean today on the Sons of Liberty Radio. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
If you're thinking about purchasing a memory foam or dial-up your number bed, don't buy one just yet. Not until you experience the customized bed everyone is talking about, the Reverie Dream Supreme Sleep System. Reverie Sleep Systems use patented Dream Cell mattress technology with over 200 adjustment points for the most comfortable sleep of your life. Find out why Hollywood celebrities, professional athletes, and doctors are raving about their Reverie beds. It might be Reverie's zero-gravity setting that relieves pressure on your back and legs, or the anti-snore function, or Reverie's 101-night promise. If you haven't had the most amazing sleep of your life, you can send the bed back for a full refund. Right now, Reverie's radical new hybrid mattresses are changing the world of sleep. They combine velvety memory foam with the breathability of natural rubber, so they don't sleep hot. Call 866-882-3300 right now for our free guide to great sleep. That's 866-882-3300. Or visit Reverie.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Sons of Liberty Radio. Always a pleasure to be with you. I am Joe Messina, your guest host today. That's right, I'm filling in for Bradley Dean. Big shoes to fill, big seat to fill, big mic to fill. Anyway, I always appreciate the time that he gives me behind the mic with his audience. If you want to learn more about Bradley Dean, maybe you're just tuning in for the first time, you saw him out and about, want to check out his show. He will be back tomorrow. But if you want more information on him, head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio. If you like what you're hearing from me, I do this also every day, as he does, right here on the Genesis Communication Network. You can find it there. Head up to my website, therealside.com, where you can see, find the stations, the times, and that kind of stuff. Really, really easy to get information if you really, really want it. Okay. And you know what? I wasn't going to do this story, but I'm going to do it because I want you to see what kind of society we've become. This is not this story. What this story reminds you of, now it's this is okay. Now we, before this would be hidden, nobody would be talking about this. It would be disgusting. And now, in the advent of all the electronic devices we have, all the ways we've made a way for us not to have to talk with each other. Not to have to deal with each other. Guess what? Right? Now we're making it so we don't even have to touch each other. So apparently, the next generation of realistic sex robots, not dolls, sex robots, which features never seen before, they will have fully functional body parts. You following me here? They're set to hit the market next year. They already have a boatload of orders for them. And they're calling them hyper-realistic dolls with features never seen before. They have built-in heaters. So the body warmth, body warmth, and senses can react to your touch. And you can react to theirs because they feel so real. The real doll is made by a... Think about the name of this company. The name of the doll... I mean, the dolls are created by a company called Abyss Creations. Right? Think about that. Abyss Creations. It's a company based in California. Founder Matt McMullen said, "I want to have people actually develop an emotional attachment to... not only the robot, but to the actual character behind it, to develop some kind of love for this being." Do you understand how creepy this is? The manufacturer wants you to fall in love with, to have emotional feelings for a robot with silicone. Right? A robot. I mean, from a godly standpoint, I'm gonna think of what they are trying to desensitize us to no end now. You know, first it was all the video games. You press the button, all those people you kill, they come right back to life again. You get 9 lives, you come back to life too. Nothing is real anymore. You know, I just my new book is due out in about a week, and this is one of the things I talk about. We have no more absolutes. Nothing is real. It's all make-believe. Come on, think about it. It's all make-believe. So these dolls are going to have functioning parts. They're going to feel real. How creepy is that? Real dolls made by Abyss Communications. And again, the founder wants you to treat them like real humans. God, this is even hard to do. It's scary. Levi, author of Love and Sex with Robots, said, "I have no doubt some will find it creepy, but the arrival of sexually responsive robots will have enormous positive consequences." Right? We've already seen rapid changes in human relationships thanks to the internet. I mean, think about something. Mobile devices, social media, and all that. You can break up. You can have a relationship with somebody, right? You can have relations over the phone or over social network, if you would. And then you can break up and never have even laid eyes on the person, really. Never physically touched that person. Think about that. The next major advance will enable us... this is just nuts. The next major advance will enable us to use our technology to have intimate encounters with the technology itself. To fall in love with technology, to have sexual relations with robots, and maybe even marry them. These guys are freaks. What is this doing to society? I mean, seriously. You're gonna be. This is weird. You're gonna be building up a long-term relationship, but what? Looking for marriage? You really? There's no conversation back, or maybe there is. Maybe it's pre-programmed. Wow, think about that. You could program a woman to say and do anything you want her to do. Never have an argument. Never have a discussion. Never have a disagreement. That sounds like heaven. It ain't. My wife and I don't agree on everything. We don't fight. We don't fight. We don't agree on everything. But, man, I can't imagine her agreeing on everything. I'd go out of my mind. There's a company out of... this was... I wonder if I can do this. It's only a couple of seconds long anyway, but a minute long. This was like an interview with a guy that goes around town with one of these robots already. He puts her in a wheelchair to make it look like she's, she's got a handicap. But I'll tell you what, you get close enough to her, you can tell she's not real. And, you know, you can see the people in the video. He's a loon. Here, take a listen.
"So takes Pris out on date nights to his local pub.
Let me restart that.
Phil also takes Pris out on date nights to his local pub.
The very first time I did it, I approached Stuart and said, would you mind bringing her? And obviously, there's no way she'd be sat there again with her boobs out or anything like that.
Oh, no, she's...
She doesn't come in dressed up in raunchy underwear or this, that, or the other. She comes in very respectable. That's his partner.
Listen to him. Listen to how he's talking about her. He's talking about a doll. He's talking about a synthetic piece of equipment, piece of technology, like it's a real person. They've already got in your head, people.
Fine.
He doesn't care, which is great. I think that's amazing. I think more people should be like Phil.
Oh, yeah, more people should be like Phil and run around with inanimate objects and have sex with inanimate objects and actually give their love to an inanimate object. God.
I'm honest.
I know she's not real, I'm not delusional, but it's really great to have someone really beautiful to just sit and look at and admire sometimes. You don't...
You're looking and admiring a doll. You're looking and admiring a made-up thing. How creepy is that?
You don't have to touch them. They're just there. Maybe you turn your head. And there she is, looking gorgeous.
Yeah. That's what I want to do. I'm fearful that more and more people in society, they're going to do this kind of thing because they don't want the aggravation. They don't want their heart broken. They don't want the bad feelings. We've got to the point now where we don't want any bad feelings on anything. You don't allow your kids to go through it from time to time. It's just not good, people. It's not healthy, and it's not good. You know, I'm going to do this story on the other side of the break. We have a mall that's apologizing for a Christmas Carol controversy. Now, you parents, you got young kids in school, you got young kids in an education system. If they don't sing Christmas carols, which are perfectly legal according to the Supreme Court, yeah, this actually had to go to the Supreme Court. If you're not singing, your kids aren't having a Christmas extravaganza singing Christmas carols, then it's your fault. It's you not pushing. You not pushing back on the administration. You can do that, you know. And don't let them sell you this whole separation of church and state, because the reality, the honesty, the truth is that, again, the Supreme Court's already ruled that you can sing songs on school grounds at Christmas time with the name Silent Night. There was an uproar by a bunch of atheists over Silent Night. Would the court say? No, perfectly fine. It has more historic and cultural value than it does religious value in their mind. That's exactly how they feel about it. So, again, to me, if you don't fight, we lose. If you parents don't do your job, we lose. That's really what it boils down to. Hey, if you've never checked out Sons of Liberty Radio, maybe it's your first time tuning in. Maybe you don't know much about Sons of Liberty, period. Head over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and check out Bradley Dean. He's got a whole bunch of posts up there. He's got a whole bunch of stories and articles. You can pick up the classic podcasts. I mean, again, there's a lot happening. Oh, my God. One of you guys just sent me a picture. I don't know if this is real or not. I'll have to check this out during the break. But one of you guys just sent me a picture of somebody marrying. It looks like they're marrying one of these dolls. Oh, that flushing sound you hear in society, people. Hey, I'm Joe Bettini, your host. You're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio here on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Hey, good on you, peoples. This is Alfonso Rachel with PJTV Zone Nation and the drummer for 20 Pound Sledge. For several years, I've been drumming out the message that if you want conservative political representation, you're going to have to establish better cultural representation. Put that salt and light to work so we can maintain our God-given republic. And I'm glad to have friends like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty who understand what that means and are using what God gave them to hold the line against the corrosive effects that liberalism has on our inalienable rights. Liberals have a horrible message, but great delivery systems. Conservatives have a great message, but the delivery systems are, well, eh. But people like Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are balancing both. And with your support, they'll be even better fortified to deliver the good news that makes the flickering city on the hill get its shine back.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host in for Bradley Dean, host of Sons of Liberty Radio. And that's what you're listening to now, Sons of Liberty Radio, either here on GCN Live or one of the many stations that you can catch it on. And head up to his website, the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also, if you like what you've heard from me today, I do this also every day, as Bradley does, 5 days a week. It's how I put soup on the table. And if you want to check us out, you can find us at therealside.com, therealside.com, and check out stations and times. You can find us right here on GCN Live as well. You know, and I got to tell you something. I am... You Christians have got to get a move on. You really do. You're not called to live your life in your own little world. You're called to live your life for the greater good. How do these sex robots, how are they allowed... This is just crazy. This, again, I'm not talking about browbeating somebody to the point of suicide. But this guy running around with a doll in a wheelchair, okay, he should be made to feel like a real weirdo. He's out at a pub, he's out at a bar, he's out at a restaurant, he's out in a park with her. And people are just looking and smiling or going by like nothing in their own little world. This is worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. At least there they were actually trying to have sex with human beings and real animals with a heartbeat. I know some of you find it distasteful, but it's true. You keep hiding from this stuff. You keep ignoring this stuff. It's just going to get worse because it's not going to change. I'm going to do a story about a mall that's apologizing for Christmas. Actually, I'll do it quickly. I'll do a quick version. And the Christmas Carol was at the University Town Center in Sarasota, Florida. You know, the mall management there, they're going to stop them from singing these the old carols. I mean, the old classics, if you would. Now, you'll be able to sing them. You ready for this one? This is our fault again. You know, like Silent Night and Joy to the World. Originally, they were going to push the carolers coming in. You couldn't do it there. You couldn't be a caroler there unless you'd only sing these songs in French, Spanish, Italian, or German. Because then it wouldn't offend the populace. It wouldn't offend the mass numbers. What they don't realize is 80% of Americans identify as Christian or Jews or God-fearing people. And most of them are... This is where I don't get this. And the more and more I do radio, the more I don't get the numbers. It seems like the more people that are okay with something, the less it's accepted in the PC world and the less that it's allowed to happen. Come on, think about how backwards that is. Right? So the mall at first said there's no way, no how, it's not going to happen. And that the standards were that the church groups and the choirs requesting to perform would be rejected if they tried to sing Handel's Messiah, Ave Maria, anything that had to do with Jesus' birth. Because they didn't want to offend others. Well, the others is such a small amount. Think about that. Really, you don't... But see, here's the sad part of this, buddy. They know that as Christians, you're not going to come out and push against them. You're not going to push back. You could care less. It's not important to you. Well, there was enough of a backlash that the spokesman for the property management company now says the choirs will still be allowed to sing Joy to the World and Silent Night in English. They also sent another press release to the news source saying the material was created and distributed by a third-party company related to the hiring of performance groups for UTC were not reviewed by UTC, which is the management company, or the staff prior to the distribution. These materials do not in any way represent the existing center policy or viewpoint. We apologize for any confusion in these matters. Here's the problem. The only ones that they allow... Right, still, they have to do with Jesus' birth, the Joy to the World, and Silent Night. The rest of them have to be neutral. We've lost our minds. The world is spinning in reverse. We've lost our minds. If some of you are familiar, I come from New England and grew up in Massachusetts. We had what they called Sadie Hawkins Day, which was backwards day, others call it. Where the girls got to ask the boys out. The girls got to ask the boys to get married. The girls, you know, all this crazy stuff. Yeah, crazy stuff. You heard me. Everything wasn't as the norm, if you would. And we're back at that again. Only this is every day of the year. Sweden now will no longer celebrate Christmas. It's going to ban the holiday for fear of offending migrants. I haven't had a chance to check out the story as to how true it is, but I know the person who sent it probably has done that homework, or I'm going to believe they've done that homework. But think about this. So Sweden has banned Christmas lights in the name of security as immigrants continue to pour into the Scandinavian country. The country's been a huge influx of refugees from the Middle East. Now, over the past few years, it's grown exponentially. The government has decided to accommodate them. Okay? And they don't care what their own citizens want. That's the part that bothers me the most, too. They don't care what their own citizens want. They care what they believe to be is truth, what they believe to be is okay, what they believe to be is safe. The Swedish Transport Administration has banned municipalities to erect Christmas streetlights on the light poles. This is meant that many towns in the country will spend the season devoid of holiday lights in any major streets. Now, according to a local news source, The Transport Authority claimed that the decision for the radical change was security. Poles are not designed for the weight of Christmas lights. We have, yeah, I know, they haven't been designed for 40, 50, 60, 80 years in some places. But they do it anyway. Right? And they said the Christmas lights, said we're going to remove anything that should not be there. Anything. So it's not just Christmas lights. It just so happens we've just decided to do this at Christmas time. And we've just decided to say that no holiday lights would be hung. However, many believe that the move was to avoid offending Muslim migrants who continue to flood Sweden. The argument that the poles are unsafe for Christmas lights seemed to be invalid, even if the poles have maintained their integrity after years and years and years and years and years and years of doing this. The amount of... This is just, again, political correctness gone crazy. And in Sweden, they're given all kinds of accommodations. Any migrant, or maybe we should all migrate to Sweden, see how they feel about that. Or is it just in the Middle East that it's allowed? Many of these migrants were given accommodations at major Swedish cities, sometimes even evicting citizens from their own homes to make way for the migrants. Swedish Immigrants Authority Migration, whatever, has announced that the number of refugees that will enter the country in 2017 will be reduced, and according to local, to the number has dropped down to 29,000 from an estimated 36,000, bringing the total to 150,000 that have simply asked for asylum at this point. That was in 2016. And they're receiving about 500 requests a week. Now, they're not looking at how this is going to affect their cities. How are they going to accommodate this? Right? They're just bringing them in. We'll find a home for them, even if we have to throw out our own. And it's not a joke. They're actually doing it. This is not a hey, this is one of those stories that's not really true. Because it's happening all over Europe. It's happening in Germany, Sweden, France, Greece. Countries that don't have any money. They're having a real problem with money. So I don't know how they justify this. I don't know how you justify this. And it's going to happen here. If you do not get the right people in office, it's going to happen here. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Your guest host, actually. You've been listening to Sons of Liberty Radio. And, you know, I really do appreciate Bradley Dean giving me the mic for a little bit here. You know, we have an election coming up in 7 days, people. 7 days. You need to pay attention. They actually have people now asking how to get their ballots back. Just think of this information by Hillary had come out a few weeks ago. Actually, it's been out for a long time. You guys just haven't been paying attention. I'm Joe Messina, your guest host. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bradley will be back with you tomorrow.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.